Good morning. Greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, be multiplied unto you now and forever. Amen. This morning is kind of bittersweet for me, actually. This is my last official duty as your intern. And I must say that this has been a very blessed opportunity to be here with this congregation. Very thankful for all the great people here and the opportunity to serve you. I just want you all to know that I appreciate the opportunity that you have given me. And I thank you for that. The sermon for this morning is following right along with what we've been hearing for the last few weeks out of John chapter 6. And for this morning, we are going to get a little more detail into our Holy Communion. Our sermon text for this morning comes from John chapter 6, verses 51 through 58. I ask, as you are able, to please stand for the reading of the Gospel. We read as follows in the name of our Lord. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Amen. Please be seated. It's a very, very wondrous thing that Jesus is telling us here. He is the living bread which came down from heaven. He has come down from heaven to be our life source. And He is our life source. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Now, obviously, that doesn't give us immortality. That gives us eternal life in heaven with Him. And we need to look at this. We all know that He's talking about Holy Communion. We all know that this is what we receive along with the remission of our sins. We receive that gift of eternal life through Holy Communion when we eat and drink of Jesus. And He is saying this long before He is going to be persecuted. He's fully aware of what is going to happen to Him early in His ministry. He knows why He has come here. Now, a lot of us, if we know that we're going to be doing something really bad for ourselves, might help somebody else, But if it's going to hurt us, we really don't look forward to that too much. And honestly, I really didn't look forward to coming up here for this internship. But it has been a blessing to me, and I pray that it has been a blessing to you. Jesus Christ knew that he was going to be crucified. He knew that his life was going to be taken from him. But even in that, he knew who it was for. He knew that it was going to be for each and every one of us. Each and every soul on the earth. Now, of course, when he's saying these things, the Jews tend to not agree with him. They wonder how this man can give us his flesh to eat. And I'm sure they're thinking, well, he's going to turn us into cannibals or something. I don't know how that little wafer and that little thimble full of wine or grape juice are his blood and his body. I really can't tell you how that happens. All I know is that it happens. Jesus said it was done, so it is done. He goes on to reiterate that, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Now we all know that we have a life. But the life that he is talking about is a life lived for everyone around us. Not a life that is lived for ourselves. Because when it comes right down to it, our lives don't matter that much. We are living for everyone around us, so that through us, Jesus Christ may become known to them. That is the call of our lives. And that is the life he is talking about. For whoever eats of that flesh and drinks of that blood, he will raise up at the last day. He will bring them unto heaven. He will bring them into glory. I can feel very comfortable saying that that is where I'm going on the last day. But it still pains me to think that there's other people in this world that may not be going. And I know that's not me thinking. Because if it was my fleshly side that was thinking, I'd just say, well, too bad, so sad. If they haven't figured it out by now, they're not gonna. But through Jesus Christ, through His life that is being lived through us, we are given that desire that everyone around us may know Him. Now, isn't that just amazing? His life is being lived through us. We are His tools to bring many sons unto glory. No matter where we're at, no matter what we're doing, He is working through us. And I know we fight it. But it's so much simpler to just let Him work. To let His love shine through you. In verse 57 he says, "As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me." Now, if you thought I wasn't really saying the right thing a few seconds ago, there you go. "He that eateth me shall live by me." He has done this. It has been given to us. We do not need to wonder if He is actually living through us. It has been done. A great gift has been given to us. That His life may have an impact on everyone. And that our lives may become meaningless. The things that we strive for, the things that we want to do, mean nothing and that's the hardest thing for me to accept, and I'm sure it can't be any easier for any of you to realize that all the goals that I've set for myself amount to nothing. All the things that I've wanted to do with my life amount to nothing. Jesus Christ changes our minds and gives us that desire to live for Him and to be used by Him. Even if it's just one person that we affect in our lives. Even if it's just one person, it's worth it. To know that your life has been used to save someone even if you had to give up every hope and desire that you ever had in your life it's worth it. And it can be done through you. Because Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit are working through you. Now he talks to the Jews again. And he says, "This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever." Jesus is talking once again about the exodus of the Israelites, where they were provided with manna from heaven that sustained them through their travels, through their daily needs, gave them the energy they needed. But in the end, they died. This bread that is given to us is like, and it is unlike, that manna. This bread that Jesus gives to us gives us what we need for our daily struggles, our daily journeys. But it also gives us eternal life. We are reminded of the remission of sins that is given to us through that bread and that blood. He has done it for us, and we can rejoice in that every time we partake of that supper, that it has been done for us, and we are living in Him, and He is living in us. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. Father, we ask that you would guide that word to our hearts and our bodies and our minds, that it may be used by you in whichever way you need it to be used. Father, we thank you for all the things you have done for us. Father, we ask that you would be with us as we go out these doors this morning, that you would continue to show your light through each and every one of us. Amen. Raise your heads and your hearts and receive the Lord's benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you His everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.